The views expressed in this interview are those of the individuals and do not reflect the official policy or position of the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Navy, or the Naval Postgraduate School. Welcome to the Trident Room, brewer of stout conversation, unfiltered and on tap. On today's episode, host Elena Youngblood speaks with Commander Iskander from the Indonesian Navy and Commander Tolentino from the Philippine Coast Guard as they recount their favorite memories from their whirlwind cross-country road trip on our very first ever episode featuring international students.
Part one of a two-part series.
Welcome back. I am Commander Elena Youngblood and one of the podcast hosts for the Trident Room podcast. And today I have with me two special individuals who would love to tell you about their cross-country trip in the U.S. And so with that, I'm going to hand it over to them. Please introduce yourselves and tell us what program you're in. And this is being recorded in mid-September and they're graduating next week. Yep. So next week, graduation. So really getting it in under the wire. So thank you guys so much for coming out. All right. With that, over to you.
Hello. My name is Commander Ang Iskandar. I'm from Indonesia Navy and I'm in currently in curriculum 693, which is combating terrorism in NSA department. And my friend is here.
Good day as well. I'm Commander Erwin Tolentino from the Philippine Coast Guard. So I'm in curriculum 693 as well, having undergoing a combating terrorism policy and strategy with the NSA department. So we came together in June last year. So we were almost in the same class together, except for some electives.
Okay, cool. Wow. So you guys have been together pretty much the whole time.
Almost the whole time, except for some electives because we were trying to align it with thesis that we've been doing because we were doing the thesis track of our program.
Okay, well, that's very cool. So tell me about this idea of the cross-country trip, when you guys took it, and what your goal was.
First of all, the idea came up from we were kind of like speaking each other with two families that I have an idea because of I've been doing road trip from the previous quarter break. And I asked to Erwin that, hey, I'm going to travel around US. If you guys want to go with us, this is my plan. And what do you think? He said, let me think about it. I'll discuss with his family and wait for about 2 weeks or 1 week.
He has been invited. He was actually pestering me to go to trips with him because I think since the end of the first quarter, he was asking me if I wanted to go to the trips. But for me, the main thing that I was trying to see if I could drive that long, because the longest trip I've been my whole life was maybe 3 hours back in the Philippines. So me and my family were actually planning to drive, like going to Los Angeles or somewhere else. It will take me a week to plan out, to decide, and you know, if what route to take and where to rest, because I'm not used to driving that long. Then eventually he succeeded in convincing me that we should take this trip because this would be the last break we'll take this quarter and we'll be graduating next quarter. So as early as December, he was actually inviting me because he went to Alaska. Unfortunately, we had previous plans that time, so I had to tell my wife was actually saying that we should go, but it was me that was hesitant because can I be able to drive that long?
So what was it about this specific trip? It was just the fact that your time at NPS was closing, or was there some magic statement that he said to you that got you over the driving longevity hurdle?
When I think we were at the start of the fourth quarter, where did you go then?
I went to upstate, from Oregon to Seattle and Montana, and trying to reach Mount Rushmore for a third time. And I mentioned to him, hey, if you can come with us, we're going to pass this route again. So I promise you that.
I was looking at because he has an app that tracks his car and where he goes from which day. I was like, this is hard. So I was quite hesitant the first time when I talked with my wife. She said we should do the trip because it would be a good experience because we have our kids with us here.
So you decided to go. Where did you guys start? And tell me where you started, where you went, your favorites and all of that.
So first of all, from the very beginning, when every time I do my road trip, I plan everything, including consideration between the miles, how to drive from one point to another point, how long will it took, and also how much the gasoline will consume for the trip. And for me and my wife, we always drive 24 hours straight, just change each 5 or 6 hours, swap drivers. We plan it early in June, and our trip start from 22nd June until 8th of July. It was during the quarterback, although there are several amendments because of the he has some plan to visit a place that I need to put inside the plan that I already fixed.
The places you want to go have to be put in, yep.
And then at the end, we come to a decision that, okay, this is the place they will visit. But sometimes when I'm at the plane, I'll always spare times if in case during our travel, we're going to spend a lot of more time by stopping at one place or during our travel, we saw on map, oh, there's a place, nice place, we should go there. For example, there's a boutique, right? A boutique of Prada Marfa. It's located in the middle of nowhere.
For Prada?
Yeah, so we should like to go there. So our first place that we visited, it was Joshua's Tree National Park.
Okay.
So we put it plan to visit Joshua's Tree National Park early in the morning, and we arrive around 6 a.m. and we travel there.
The plan was we would arrive at 3 in the morning.
Around 3 and do 4 stargazing.
We actually just had one car, so there were 4 members of each family, so we rented one SUV. So we had, I think we were preparing the car and it took us a long time because we need to load the stuff on the roof.
Load the stuff on the roof.
So we didn't anticipate that. So there was a time delay.
We stay in the Joshua Tree National Park 1 hour, right? And then our next destination was Meteor Crater. Yeah, we want to see how the meteor impact, how big the crater is. Yeah.
What did you think when you got there?
That was crazy when we see the movie. I cannot imagine that if there's another meteor came at the same size, and
that would be bad news.
No, that's bad news.
When we took the trip, I was like thinking, because for us, we're always trying to see if we go to the US, what are the places we would be going. So we have this perception that when you go to the US, the best place you should go is New York, Disney, and
the top tourist locations. Yeah.
So these are things that are actually beyond what we expected. So it was really a very nice experience for us.
It's nice that you guys are going to kind of some places that even people born here don't even go to. So that's really cool.
Yeah, and also another thing that we found after we visit the Meteor Crater, we talked during our travel, right? Hey, have you ever watched a movie about X-Files?
I grew up on X-Files, so yeah, I love X-Files.
Yeah, and then there's a small city, Roswell, right?
We passed through Roswell, yeah.
You were driving, right? Hey, this is the city that alien in the X-Files, and then we take a picture. It's quite amazing to see that
figures and statues of aliens, so we took pictures and stuff.
Even the Dunkin' Donut.
Did you stop at that Dunkin' Donuts and get an alien donut?
No.
It was very cool, very exciting that our kids were quite surprised and happy that you're able to see those places.
So after you went to Joshua Tree, then you went to the meteor site, and then you guys went through Roswell, yeah, sure. New Mexico.
Well, the plan was we would be stopping at each state to take a picture. So our first stop was New Mexico, right?
Yeah, state line, New Mexico. So we make a stop and take a picture because the sign was there, and then from there we just trying to find the nearest city, which is Albuquerque. Yeah, we stay for one night in the hotel, and then the next morning when we woke up, we saw there, I think there's a festival for a air balloon. It's early in the morning. It's very cool to see the horizon filled with air balloons.
Interesting. Okay, so they had some sort of launch event.
Yeah, I think they start early in the morning, right? Yeah. And from Albuquerque, we travel to Texas.
During the trip, you know, we were discussing that because we came from tropical countries, our perception of the U.S. was, you know, snow and everything. Yeah. Then we were passing through Texas. It's like, I think I saw a Roadrunner, you know.
Yes, Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
This was where some of it were maybe based because it was really the same. So it was also an eye-opening experience for us to be able to see the different vegetations.
I'm actually originally from Texas. And so whenever I go other places, the conversation is always like, oh, well, do you have tumbleweeds going through? And everyone that I've met has had this vision of Texas, like the old Western movies where everything's dry and it's very arid and deserty. And I was like, actually, no, I'm from East Texas. And if you want to think of East Texas, think basically Louisiana. It's so green and humid. And in general, just within one state, you have that complete shift. So
I'll just be jumping for a bit, because when we were passing through Texas, I think we passed through Bucky's.
Bucky's, yeah. You went to Bucky's.
Yeah.
That is a rite of passage.
Yeah, I was watching YouTube and said, it was one of the biggest gasoline stations ever. So we got the stuff and I was telling him and he was loving what did we get? They had this sandwich there.
It's brisket.
Oh, a brisket sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to the amazing barbecue that is there. Yeah. So good for you. You have a brisket sandwich. Perfect.
And from Albuquerque, we went to Carlsbad Cavern National Park.
Oh, Carlsbad. Yeah. Do you guys go inside and look at all that? And
Yeah. It's good. I never know that they always really huge when you go down there by using elevator.
Your ears pop.
Yeah. And also, it's quite amazing to hear the stories of how someone found that cavern during those days. It was like, oh.
Can you imagine what that was like?
Yeah.
We saw how the place was preserved and it was really amazing.
Was there a particular formation or was there a particular room or a memory that you have from being at Carlsbad that just you still have today?
I think the huge one, I forgot the name, that you can imagine. So that stalactite formed like a human. And I talked to his kid, which is Bella. You see that rock? That's the king, said. That's the princess and that's the soldier. Oh, really? And that's the king. Where's the bathroom? This is the bathroom.
It was so big that there were different places you could go in. And then they have water inside, just like a lake or spring or something. It was a very good, cool experience. So.
From Carlsbad Cavern, we traveled to Texas, right?
For the first 2 days, I was not my usual self because I was trying to rally my thesis because it was the end and it was just about the time that I was still thinking about schoolwork. But I was able to transition when we arrived at Carlsbad.
You're still writing your thesis.
Yeah.
Okay. The majesty just kind of took you away from your thesis. That's good.
I never knew that next to Carlsbad Cavern, there's Guadalupe Mountain National Park. I always heard about Guadalupe Mountain and movies. When we travel, this is the Guadalupe. It's cool to see the mountains. I can't imagine during the cowboys time, how the sailors coming out, how they travel through those desert area. I was like, oh.
And how they were able to cross from those places. We were already in a car and we were like, oh, this is hard. But for them to be able to do that.
Because I saw one of movie that mentioned about how the settlers, I think it's Oregon Trail. Yeah, how they died during the travel.
Yeah, it wasn't a good life. It's very hard. It's a whole game about it too. If you know, you know. Okay, so you guys did Carlsbad Cavern and you went through Texas, stopped at Bucky's, had a brisket sandwich. Where else did you go?
NASA.
You went to NASA? Oh, cool. So in Houston, the Houston Space Center. What did you guys think of NASA?
I never knew that the plane was really huge. Even the rockets.
Did you guys eat any space ice cream or space food?
We're going to save it for next trip. Once we return.
Next time, you have to have some space ice cream.
Well, we didn't stay that long because I think we need...
We need to be arrive in Tennessee before midnight.
Okay, so you spent a little bit of time in NASA, got to see the rockets and the real sized, what it looks like, spacecraft. And so then you had to be at Tennessee by midnight. Why did you have to be in Tennessee by midnight?
Actually, we have a plan to visit the Coca-Cola Museum in Georgia. So from NASA, we pass several state line, Louisiana state line, and we taste the crispy chicken.
Crispy chicken?
Everybody love it.
Do you remember the name of it? Was it Popeyes?
No, it's Crispy Chicken.
So the brand name is Crispy Chicken. Okay, good. Just making sure.
And the accent.
The accents.
So yeah. I was like, oh, this is the Louisiana accent.
We were seeing the different accent from one state to...
Yeah, from one state to another states.
So it was really...
You guys could tell like there was a marked difference between state lines of the accents. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And also from there, we... Pass through Sweet Alabama. So when we arrive in Tennessee, we just stay in a borderline between Tennessee and Arkansas. We stay for about 5 hours just to rest a little bit. And then the next morning, I plan to visit La Belle Street, where the blues music invented there. Yeah, we take a picture there. And also, we went to Lorraine Motel, where the Martin Luther King...
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
For my daughters, because they also went to school in La Mesa, so they learned about that.
So they were interested in seeing where that happened as well. Very cool.
The kids are really excited. You know, so this is where the Martin Luther King's... Yes, this is the hotel.
Did they have anything to say about it, or are they just excited to be there?
They said being able to see what they read in books is really an experience for them.
From there, we went to Elvis Presley Mansion.
Okay, of course.
It was open early
in the morning, and we just stopped in front of the mansion. Usually we have to pay, but I don't know, probably early in the morning, the guard say, hey, you want to come in? Yeah, do we have to pay? No, no, just come in. So we went inside and visited Tom.
Oh, nice. That was nice. What did you think of the mansion?
When I'll go home and go back home and let the guys and my family see the picture, they'll be like, most of them would want to go there. So it was really something else. It's really big even in the Philippines. So being able to go there and visit the mansion and see where he was, final resting place, it was something else.
Is his music something that you've listened to in the past and really enjoy? And so like this was like really cool to go see?
It was actually a big thing back in maybe the time of my father. So when I send them the picture that we were there, it's like, oh, you're very lucky. Yeah.
And from Alfred's mansion, we went straight to Georgia.
Yeah, we went to Georgia. Well, a background was my wife was worked for Coca-Cola in the Philippines. She's an auditor, so a CPA. And when she knew that we'll be passing through Georgia, she said we should go to the headquarters in Atlanta.
She's the one that put that at destination on the map.
Yeah.
And our experience there, we can taste all brand from Coca-Cola.
All the products around the
world. Yeah, all the products. Taste one Coca-Cola from Africa. One Coca-Cola from US.
Do you remember a specific one that you liked? Or did everybody like the same one? Did everybody like a different one?
Just the original one. Everyone's like, oh, I never know what this tastes.
I just forget the name. They have a soda that's, I think, from Greece.
Greece? Wow.
Yeah. They have different names for that. They're like, that's exclusive for that country. Like, I think for Korea, they also have a different one. So I just forgot the name. They said everything.
Yeah. I'm assuming that they had the different kind of flavors and that kind of stuff. Was there a flavor combination you guys remember liking much or just in general the whole thing?
I just got used to the taste of Coca-Cola that having to taste the different products from different countries is like, yeah, this is okay, but I prefer this much better.
Did they go through, that's so funny you say that. Did they go through the whole history of there being, gosh, I'm going to show my age. I don't remember what the name of it was, but they changed the formula for Coke. It was like back in the 80s. Did they talk about that?
Yeah, they explained before we entered the museum. There's someone explaining about it.
It was a riot and people wanted the original flavor back. And so the fact that you guys said that it was like, no, the original one, that was good. I think it's pretty funny.
And they had a museum specifically showing how Coke affected some of the events, like for the Olympics and sports and everything. So it was good.
Not just a tasting museum, but like a full educational history. Very neat.
Beginning, they start the company. They still have the logo, you know? They put it in one room. Oh, this is logo from 19 something.
And going until the present, it was good. We were supposed to go to because I was pushing that we go to one of the museum because...
One of the museum regarding with the Band of Brothers movie.
There was a TV series about...
American War. In World War II?
Band
of Brothers.
Oh, Band of Brothers. Yep, I know that well.
They have a museum somewhere, Tocoa, I think.
It actually closed like 2 hours from Georgia, but...
Yeah, so we weren't able to go.
Oh, where they filmed it?
No, it's actually the base with the actual site.
However, when we count the time, it's already closed. So it's going to affect the other plan.
So those are things that we change along the way for us to be able to, yeah.
We change one plan, it will affect the other one. From Georgia, we just drove for 24 hours. And
we were swapping drivers at the time.
Without stopping. You know, there's one movie. No, it's a movie, a song that you told me. Beach Boys mentioned about Key Largo.
Yes. You drove to Key Largo?
Yeah.
That will be a 24-hour drive all the way down to Key Largo. Okay.
Then coming back, we went to Everglades.
Well, what did you guys do anything special in Key Largo? Anything in nature? Just Key Largo, Key West?
We were planning to drive until Key West, but traffic...
But it took it's almost like 5 hours. So we decided, no.
We got stuck with the traffic at the time, so we need to, again, change our plan. We went to Everglades National Park.
What did you guys think of the Everglades?
Mosquito.
They're about the size of your hand there.
That's bigger.
Now we know why there's a team called Florida Gators.
Yeah. How many do you think... Estimate of how many you saw?
I don't know. There were a couple that we saw.
Do you provide barbecue?
Yeah.
Barbecue gator? No.
You can eat gator. Gator boots, gator steak. There is definitely a reason that there is a mascot of gators in Florida. Yeah.
Everglades was also good. Personally for me, I didn't really appreciate the first plan because I was thinking that all of the national parks are the same, but you would see that there's a distinction between going to this place and that. So it was really...
You're saying that you thought the national park itself would all be the same type of park, but across the country, everyone is different?
They were variations, you know, so it was really, you know, I suddenly become excited for all the other national parks that would be going. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but there's one of my friends probably listen to this and be like, it's me. But she's very much into national parks and history and that kind of thing. She has a endeavor to get all of the stamps. So all the national parks have these stamps. Do you guys see those or have your own little stamps?
Our kids actually went to the Junior Ranger thing program that they have. It's actually one of the reasons why I started to collect stickers now. Put it in water bottles. Yeah.
And he's sunk. There is no going back. You will be collecting stickers from now on. That's cool. I'm glad you guys got some.
Even the magnets.
When I go home, I'll have a refrigerator full of magnets of the national parks and state parks.
Yeah, we collect them.
I do the key rings, my collection thing.
Our idea of travel when we arrive here is like just going to theme parks, but this was something different for us, different experience for us. So it was really, we're going to the next national park. So what's the difference between this and the previous national park? So.
And also to experience different states in the U.S., you know, traveling from California, go inside the mountainous area, desert like Texas.
Yeah.
And then go down to Florida. It was different.
And having to live in since June, and it was cold here, and you go there, it's like
so hot and humid.
I was jokingly telling Ang that maybe this is a reminder for us that we'll be going back to Southeast Asia. So it's like we're getting used to
used to it. Yeah, me going home, I always joke that, especially in the summer, that I need gills to go back because it's so humid. Okay, so you guys went to the Everglades. Is that kind of your turning around point to come back?
End of part one.
Thanks for joining us in the Trident Room. For more information about today's guests and topics, please visit the show notes online at nps.edu/Trident Room Podcast. The Trident Room Podcast has been brought to you by the Naval Postgraduate School Alumni Association and Foundation. For questions, comments, and suggestions, please email us at TridentRoomPodcastHost@nps.edu.